Are. Shar Aleph.
Wait, do you want me to bring you a tablet?
That's okay. Shar Aleph Perek Zion. Okay, v'atam mavur ha'inyan hanal b'perek hay sheha'adam nikra hanefesh v'nishmas hachayim shel ravei rabvan olamos. That human, man, is considered the soul and the soul of life of tens of hundreds of thousands of worlds. Lo nefesh kinefesh hanasim v'davuk mamish b'soch guf ha'adam d'zelo yitachin. Not like the nefesh that we have, like the part, like he's explained before, that our nefesh has, there's an element that is inside of us, but it's totally connected up in Shemayim to a much greater extension of ourselves. I don't know. See, he just said over here, "Sha'adam nikra hanefesh v'nish masachayim." I'm not sure. No, I understand why you're saying what you're saying, but like, yeah, I haven't been looking careful. I should pay more attention to that way he says it.
But he's gonna go into depth of those three terms.
Okay, so we'll get to it. Perek Zayin. Sha'al Perek Zayin.
So what does that mean? On a conscious level, that we are connected to thousands of other worlds. I mean,
on a conscious level?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
You better behave.
It means that the things that you do have greater impact than you think.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I just saw a wild. It's pretty wild. A wild thing from that Rav Volba says about Avraham Avinu. Says Yukachna Ma'at Mayim, so he does it al Yeshliach, and therefore Klal Yisrael got Mayim in the Midbar al Yeshliach. Okay, that's the Rashi.
Okay,
so you think to yourself like, oh, they could have had it from Hashem, but instead they got it from intermediary of Iraq or whatever it was. Okay, fine. So you just like move on. Rav Volba continues and he says, you know what that means? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu would not have made a mistake. Because there wouldn't have been a rock for him to make a mistake with. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu would have taken Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Which means that we never would have had to have any Galus in. And because once they would have gone in with Moshe Rabbeinu, they would have built a base of Mekdash and Nunu. Which means that Avraham Avinu, by doing it on Yedei Shliach, there was this tremendous impact. Now, it makes it feel like, wow, that's like a punishable offense that Avraham Avinu did. But it's not. It's just like the imperfection on his level, it's far be it from us to judge these things. But the imperfection that Chazal point out with the way he did that specific chesed ended up having a consequence. Or maybe the better way to say it is that had he done it, it's so... The way I'm saying it makes it seem so negative that, like, he botched it up because if he would have done it right, then maybe say it like this. We were slated to go through whatever history we went through. If Avraham Avinu would have done it even more perfectly, then all of that could have been mesukan and it wouldn't have been necessary. But that's like an example of you do something and there is some sort of, like, universal impact that over space and time you have no awareness of, control of, but that is the power of an action.
So the takeaway for me is that when I do something, I say, okay, grab a sitter and run somewhere. No, you have to think very carefully about what you're doing because there are consequences beyond what are obvious to what you're doing.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. So what did Avraham do wrong?
Nothing. That's the thing, is that like we have this feeling that like, oh, he did something wrong. It could have been more perfect.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. That's the better way. Right. Yeah. That's the I think not just better, it's more accurate what I said. Okay, so Amnam. Hainu kamosha kol prate tinuos v'netias evari haguf heim ayidei hanishmas chayim shabo. Every time I move one of my limbs, it's not that this limb is acting independently, but it's that there's a nishmas chayim inside of me that is making this all happen. Kvitinuos chayuso v'netiuso. So it also works that a human being is the life force of the universe. And therefore, all the other powers and worlds and elements of the Merkava, tikunam ubinyanam v'harisusam chas v'shalom, the fixing, the building, destruction, chalila, hurakafi ha'inyan ha'hesorus mimasi adam lamata. It is all triggered by our actions down here. Umitamshu kolol umushuchlo b'mispar prate kochosav v'sidreim al pi sidri hishtalshulos v'hiskashrus hakochos v'olomos olyonim v'tachtonim kulam. And because the person is made up of all of these different abilities and the orders of them, and which are connected to all of these powers that are all around. V'umitzat shorosh nishmaso hu'al yona, shehi ha'gavoa v'ha'pnimis me'olamas nivram kulo. L'chein hu kolul es kulam. And the shorosh of his neshama hu'al yon, there he's going with the word neshama, is so high and so deep in all of these worlds that he's made up of all of them. So all of them plug into him. If we just want to use those kinds of that type of imagery of everything is plugged into me. So therefore, when I move, all of that energy is being released by me into those olamos and kochos and forces, etc.
So being alive in the universe is not a spectator sport.
Oh, No, not a sport. Right.
Just focus on spectator.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I was trying to think of a different way of saying it, but yeah, it's not a spectator sport. Vatamshin is bored by Perik Hey Mach Mashars Nishmoso, she gavoa upnimis meolamos. And the reason, as we explained in Perik Hey, is because the shorish of his neshama, which is so high and internal to the worlds, Vatamshin is bored by Perik Over Mach Mashu Kolomikol Holomos Kol Hakol Echor Commotion is bored. And he's made up of all the olamos, and everything comes into one. Everything comes into one, and you're the one. You're it. Ulazos, and therefore, lo levado nitna mishpat habechira. So now a human being has bechira, lahatos atzmo ve'esha olamos, to tip himself and the worlds, le'izet tzadar sheyachpots, to wherever one desires. O afim kvar garam v'sivev chas v'shalom b'chatov harisas ha'olamos v'sidri ha'markava. And even if one has chas v'shalom messed things up and, so to say, destroyed things v'chorbonom v'yiridasim chas v'shalom and their destruction and bring them down, guess what? Yesh koach v'sipik b'yado l'sakin es asher ives v'livnos en arasos. Well, you can fix them all. Mitzachu kolol m'shutav mikula. So a rehabilitation of oneself is rehabilitating all of those things that person destroyed.
Tshuva.
Right. Exactly. It's fascinating. I mean, I think this is partial, but I remember hearing it the first time I heard it was from Rav Lipiansky. He said that the Rambam brings the concept of Bechira in Hilchos Tshuva. He doesn't bring it in other place, you know, it could be in Yesodei HaTorah. There are lots of other places where it would be appropriate to talk about, where he talks about general hashkafas achayim and human, you know, how a human should be. But like tshuva is like the ultimate in bechira, because it really means that a person has a choice to even turn back time and reverse everything that was done. It's a type of, it is showing us the depth of our bechira by linking it with tshuva. V'zesha amar David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Hashem tzilcha ad yad minecha. Hashem is your tzel, Hashem is your shade.
It's more pashut that without Bechira, tshuva would be impossible. And in fact, it would make no sense. There would be no need.
That also. Right, right. That's more pashut. Right, right. There would be no need. Right, it would be impossible.
Well, first there would be no need.
Right.
But it also would be impossible.
It would be impossible. You can't. Yeah. Right. Right, you have to be able to choose.
If we're all robots, then it's...
Then... It's not my fault.
No place in the world.
That's why God made me. Right.
That's the easy answer. It's not so simple to make a real tshuva anyway, to complete, to do a tshuva.
No, but you need the aleph beis of...
You got to always, you know, it has to be there after that you can try it, you can do it, if you can. Work on it. Yeah. Like, you know, we have that opportunity anyway.
Right. To do it. So Vizesh Omer David HaMelech Olav HaShalom HaShem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha Hainu Shekemoshin Atiyas HaTzel Shal Eze Dover Hu Mechuvin Rak Kfi Tnuos Oso HaDover La'on Nota. How does Tzel work? Well, it depends. What is the thing that's casting the shadow? What's it doing? Where's it moving? How does it look? Kain B'dimyon Zeh Kaviyachol Hu Yisparach Shmo Mischaber Lintos HaOlamos Kfi Tnuos V'Netiyas Masi HaAdam L'mato. So Hashem has the world be the tzel of us. That if I move around like this, then its impact is going to be felt elsewhere. V'chein b'furish b'medrash amalo kodesh baruch hu l'moshe, leich emor lehem l'yisrael, ki shmi eheke asher eheke. So that name that Hashem first revealed by the bush. Ma'u eheke asher eheke, k'shem she'ata hava imi, kach ani hava imach. Just like you were with me, I'll be with you. V'chein amar David. So again, it's just like this, Hashem is shadowing us. No, I'm using that word on purpose. V'chein amar David, Hashem tzilcha yadiminecha. That's part of the medrash. Ma'u Hashem tzilcha, kit tzilcha. Like your tzel, like your shade. Ma tzilcha, just like your shade. Imata misachek lo, hu misachek lecha. So if you laugh to it, it will laugh to you. V'imata bocha, hu bocha kenegdecha. And if you cry, it cries opposite you. V'im ata maralo ponim zomos o masbiros afu nosin l'chakach. And if you're angry or, you know, the opposite with it, same thing. Afa kodesh baruch hu Hashem tzilcha. So Hashem is your shadow. K'shem she'ata hava imo hu hava imach ad kan. Okay, so now uvizohar. Now, like, there's a very interesting thing over here. Let's just see the Zohar quickly. Uvizorat Tetzave says Tochazi Alma Tata Kayama Lekabla Tadir. So come and see that this world is always being mekabel, this lower world. VaAlma Ilah Lo Yavle Ela Kegavna Deiu Kaima, and the upper world doesn't only gives it based on corresponding to what it is. So ihu kaima benihiru anpin mitata, if it is lit up, you know, down here, kedain hachi nehirin lemelaela. So therefore, correspondingly, that's what's going to come down from Shemaim. The shefa from Shemaim is going to be corresponding to that. Viiwa kaima baatzivu, and if it is, you know, mired in sadness, yehavin le b'hai haidina b'kable. So then, it kind of like. Point, that Hashem reflects that back down from above. Kegav nada, ivdu es Hashem besimcha, and therefore it says ivdu es Hashem besimcha, serve Hashem besimcha. Chedva debar nosh, mashal chagabei, chedva achra ilah. The simcha of a person down here pulls from above simcha as well. Hachinami hay amutasa kegav nadiu itar hachi amshach mila. So whatever a person, whatever the world is being ma'orah down here, that's what's going to come from above. And then he says, "V'u'inin ha'kruvim." That's the inin of the kruvim. Shayu mu'urim kamar ish ulavayos pnehem ish alachiv uvekruvei shlomo k'siv ufnehem labayis k'moshis bar be'ezer Hashem. So we're going to get into the kruvim. That's the next parak. But over here, what he's saying is that. The idea of a person's mood, it's like sounds weird almost, a person's mood is going to be reflected in what comes back to a person. It's like, you know, if you're down in the dumps, so then like you just kind of like, you're stuck, like in it just keeps going. It's just you just keep spiraling downhill. So it kind of works that way, that when we are feeling sadness, so then, very simply put, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if in those olamos there's that same sense, so when somebody's sad, they're not very giving, they're not very forgiving, they're not, it's, you know, you're tight, you're pinned down in that way, and that's going to be reflected downward.
You project that to everybody around you, and then they're going to project that back to you. Then
right.
Feel
come on, upon him, upon him. Right.
Like you
right.
Do.
So we think we realize that when it comes to people. Right. So if you are if somebody comes into your Dalet Amos, and you're just like impatient with them, so then that's going to be a problem until somebody decides to change a channel over there and move it to somewhere else. But the amazing thing is that when it works the opposite, so then when we are Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, when we serve Hashem b'simcha, so then we get that reflected back to us. And the notes over here in this one, he says that when a person, it's an interesting thing. When a person is sad, why is a person sad? Why is there sadness in this world? Often because we are disappointed.
Frustrated.
And that's because we have expectations, and our expectations aren't being met. So when a person is functioning klapei shemayim with expectations, and they're upset or disappointed in those expectations not being met, there's something fundamentally wrong with their attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards what should be. I should be getting, as soon as you say I should, you're wrong, right? You shouldn't. And, you know, if it was really all about din and cheshbon, you're done, you're out. So that is kind of like, it almost like has like a hashkafic impact. It's not just like sadness versus happiness, but like the sadness versus happiness is really reflective of the relationship that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the feeling you have towards him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu just being a tremendous mashpia, and that everything is just bracha and tova and undeserved, just matnas chinam, Hashem giving me stuff for free. And when a person recognizes that, that keeps it flowing.
But after a certain point, a person gets to a point where his expectations have to do with ruchnius. He says, I can't get this blotted gemara. I go over and over and over and over again, and I just can't get it. Okay? And his frustration and his anger, if you will, is not because of himself, or maybe it is, but I don't know. But he feels he should have gone and encompassed that. He should have accomplished that, and he couldn't.
Right.
So is that because he wants to do something improper? He wants to do something proper, but he just
there still could be, and you know, there are all kinds of Hasidish and Litvish stories about stuff like this. But you know, the idea that
it's
a person
Litvish story.
Yeah. The idea that a person has an expectation of what he could and should have done independently of the Siyata Deshmaya.
Okay.
Right? So the Hasidish story would have something to the effect of, you know, he davened for this, and then he got the shefa of understanding and this and that. And then there's that famous, I'm sorry, I don't remember who they say the story with, but it's a Litvish story of that a Rav paskin something, and then the Chassam Sofer heard about it and said there's a brilliant psak. So he went to meet the guy, and so this is a small town, like, you know, a little Rav, you know, came to meet him, and he said to him, like, he's like, so you have to tell me, like, you know, how'd you come up with that psak and the svara? And he said, like, oh, really? I just, like, I didn't know what to do. I davened, I davened, I davened, I davened. And then, like, you know, a sefer fell off the shelf, open in front of me, and then I saw the psak. So I said, anybody could do so that. The Chazon Ish, right?
The Chazon Ish is very famous for davening.
First, yeah, the Dishmai bad things. Yeah. So. Yeah. No, but there's that's apocryphal, I think. Is very, yeah. No, no.
Chazon Ish, when he couldn't understand pshat. Now, his pshat was different than Erpshat, but
okay.
He would daven. Yeah. He's very famous. Davening to understand.
There's a maisa with Rav Moshe. I mean, there are many, many levels of what to take from this story. But so after the war, there were lots of aguna shailas.
Right.
So, and right. He paskined many, many, many. And not one did the guy show up, which was a thing. Right? Like, it could have happened. There was no internet searches, so there really could have been somebody who was somewhere and just hadn't shown up in America yet, right? So who knows? In a penal colony somewhere. Anyway, there was a woman who came, gave the information, and he said, "I can't be matir. Come back in 6 months." So she came back again in 6 months, poured her heart out, told him the whole story. He said, he thought about it. He said, "I'm sorry, I still don't have anything for you. But, you know, maybe come back again and, like, you know, I'll continue to think about it." Anyway, so immediately after Yom Kippur, he finishes davening and he says to his gabbai, "Find this lady's phone number. I have a heter for her." So he called her up, told her, "You're good. You're free to go. You're not no good anymore." So somebody said to him, like, "What happened? Like, what?" You're like, "I haven't spoken to her in like a few, like, what happened?" So he said, "Well, it was before Ne'ilah, and I realized how much pain she was in. So I figured I have to daven for her. So I davened for her. And then it came to me, chiddush, that I could say like this, and then a tiny like this. And then based on that, I have a raya that she can, that it's good." So, like, The fact that she was on his mind, and that, you know, if he's got that kind of power, if you had that kind of power and you were davening the Elo, what would you be thinking about?
Husband, right? Wherever the husband is, let him die.
Right? And but that, and then he was, and he had that siyata d'shmaya and the confidence to paskin with it, and boom, right after Yom Kippur, that's what he's got to do. So yeah, the siyata d'shmaya, again, it's always just that sense of, it's not me.
Rabbi Inamer was talking once about what is anava. And he said, if Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't know he was a gadol hador, he was just a fool. Rabbi Inamer didn't mince words.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Rav Moshe Feinstein was the epitome of anava in our time.
Yeah.
But he knew he was.
But he knew who he was. Yeah.
I remember correctly, it seems it's important to know this is not a binary system, like, in the sense that, some guy falls asleep for a second, that has the same impact on the world as a major. In other words, there's a direct, the extent of the action and the like, if there was some simcha, the amount of simcha,
right,
is going to cause much more ramifications, right, than just like some slight.
Right.
Like, you
right.
almost think from the story with Avram, like, it was such a slight thing. But I think, you know, I don't know. Otherwise, you go crazy, right?
Right.
Like, I just rub my ear. Like, I just, like, blow up, you know, some village in Naples,
Ukraine,
you know?
Right. No, 100%. 100%. And, like, it's funny because it does make you wonder. So, like, how little of an impact,
right?
What's almost
the
like, you know,
threshold.
So if we have such a small amount of, like, if our actions, how many of them are us, like, real mindful actions that we could really attribute to ourselves and our Shorish HaNeshama and all that, and how much of them are just like, I don't know, I just did it because everybody else did it. I don't know, I just did it because I got, yeah, just, it's. And when you do autopilot things, right, we have to imagine that, like, their impact is going to be much, much less.
Right.
Right.
I believe some Gemara that, you know, Shabbos, Kolomer, so-and-so Chata, you know, Elatoa. I believe that Rav Kook says that why is Gemara concerned? You know, so the point is, as Gemara said, they were Chote, just not the way, right? Not
right.
Anything. But the tiny, tiny misstep of a great person, it magnifies like snowballs.
Right.
And I think he is a mashal, or maybe it's my mashal based on my understanding of it. But, you know, I want to face Eretz Yisrael, right? So, you know, is Eretz Yisrael that way, or is Eretz Yisrael that way, you know, or that way? And to us, it's imperceptible. But when you go 7,000 miles, whether you're that way or that way, is a difference of hundreds or thousands of miles.
Right.
Right. So it's a similar thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the avos,
right?
It just snowballs and snowballs
right.
and snowballs.
Like when you shoot an arrow, so like the little imperceptible movements of a hand, right? So that's where the avos are, and then the arrow is either, you know, right, where to go. Yeah. All right, it's fine. Very good.